You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Sarah
and Andy.
I'm really excited about this segment because we get to talk to somebody from both of our alma maters.
Yes, our alma mater.
Yeah.
Twice for me.
You beat me. Guess I'm going to have to go back.
Of course, you did a double major, so that counts, right?
I did double major. That's true.
I have another connection. We're going to play Lutheran Bingo here in a little bit.
Oh, boy. It's always fun to play Lutheran Bingo with our guests. So joining us by phone from Concordia University, Chicago, the Reverend Rich Hines, Assistant Vice President for Mission and Ministry. Welcome, Pastor Hines.
Good morning. Thanks.
Good morning, Pastor Hines. So glad to have you with us this morning.
It's great to be with you.
We get to play Lutheran Bingo in just a moment. Tell us a little bit about your background, your relationship with Concordia University, Chicago.
You know, my relationship actually begins like 35 years ago. As a grade school student from Christ in Peoria, we would take a field trip to Chicago, and part of that field trip would be touring the campus here at Concordia. And I don't know, even as a 13-year-old, something in me told me that I would be coming here, and it ended up that Concordia was the only college that I ever seriously looked at. So it's always been home for me ever since, and it's just an awesome opportunity for me to come back now.
And so you went there, you attended there as an undergrad, and
yes.
And then you
graduated
also...
I entered Concordia College, River Forest. I graduated Concordia University, River Forest, and now I serve Concordia University, Chicago.
Man, you almost...
Take
you
your
almost...
pick of the acronyms, CTC, CCRF, CURF.
But you didn't go to Concordia Addison.
Well, this is true. This is true, yeah.
You're too young for that.
Addison Teacher Seminary.
Too young for that.
That would have been really impressive.
Yeah.
Although it would be kind of cool to have a hoodie that said Concordia Addison. Well, so you attended Concordia University, and your most recent call as a parish pastor, not too far down the road.
Right. I've served a little over 8 years at St. John's on Montrose in Chicago, and it's... I don't know, about 7 miles from here. And we've had the privilege of welcoming a number of students from Concordia on Sundays to just come to a local parish and have Bible class and a bit of food before church. So it's been a great opportunity there, too.
Well, this is what brings us to Lutheran Bingo. And also a recent discussion and I think a little bit of a disagreement here. I learned it as St. John Mayfair. Because here's the Lutheran Bingo. You and I both have served at that congregation. I served my internship as a director of Christian education there.
Yeah, and I know it as St. John Montrose because that's what we always called it when I was at Concordia.
I would say with most people, there's kind of an age difference there with those who know it as Mayfair. No one in the congregation under 50 really knows what you mean when they say St. John's Mayfair. Other people do. People who had, you know, parents and grandparents play them in Walter League sports or whatever, you know, around the district were known as St. John's Mayfair. It comes from back in the time when there were multiple St. John's LCMS congregations in the city. And now it's the last one that is simply St. John's. And so... everyone there knows it as St. John's Chicago, with the exception of a few old timers that have been around for a long time.
Do they still have the bowling alley in the basement?
They do. 4 lanes.
Whoa.
Thrivent gave a generous donation several years back to help repair machinery, and it's still going. Years ago, they had leagues like every night of the week. Now there's none of that, but it gets rented out for birthday parties and all sorts of things like that.
That was like the envy to be the DCE intern at the church that had the bowling alley in the basement.
Yeah.
But so you served at St. John for 8 years and then most recently received a call to Concordia University, Chicago.
Yes.
So in this new role, you are the Assistant Vice President for Mission and Ministry. What does that actually mean that you do?
I know, it's a mouthful. It sounds kind of lofty, but basically, it's a bunch of jobs wrapped into one. one of the most important parts that Dr. Gard helped create this position, it didn't exist before. And so one of the important things is we have a number of different faculty and even staff members that are not Lutheran in their background, and yet when they come here, they're promising to support our teaching, but as he delved into it, he realized they haven't been taught what that is. So I'm going to be coming up with some modules on some very basic catechesis to help people understand an introduction to Lutheranism and our faith. In addition to that, I'm helping to support the admissions staff in coming up with how can I help them reach out to LCMS students and bring more of our own Lutheran kids here, as well as encouraging them to consider church vocations, even though every vocation is important, and Concordia has a wealth of majors in all sorts of fields. We do want to encourage more students to consider pre-seminary, teacher ed, DCE, deaconess, parish music, and so on. We have such a rich history here, and just love being able to help facilitate that. I'm also church relations, visiting congregations, guest preaching, going to things like district conventions and LWML conventions and so on, just kind of reconnecting and building bridges with the church, and also maintaining relationships with all the youth organizations in Synod, LYF and the National Youth Gathering, and of course Higher Things, and just maintaining relationships with each of them. And then also he wants me to kind of be a person connecting the dots, he said, with all of our different church work departments. Each of them have their own heads and their own activities and so on. But a lot of times, it just kind of, not even intentionally, people just do their own thing with their own program. And sometimes it'd be good to help encourage some more connections and relationships while they're all here together at school, so that they know each other in the field and continue to play Lutheran bingo for years to come.
It's so fun. So you're connecting a lot of people and building a lot of relationships, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think relationships is kind of the key word to it, reconnecting where we have been connected in the past, but maybe, just different people come and go over the years, and sometimes nothing's even intentional. It just, something gets overlooked, and we don't have the strength of a relationship where we had, and we want to be sure that we continue that for the decades to come here.
Now, if anyone follows you on Facebook, they know you're a dapper fellow and always dressed for the occasion. Did you have to get, this is Sarah's question, I'm stealing it, but it was a great one.
It's my favorite question.
Did you need to get a new bow tie to celebrate this occasion?
Well, the thing is, over the last few years, my son is now a sophomore here, so he's a second generation at Concordia, and as he was headed this way, I already had scoped out and have two different maroon and gold bow ties, and that's even coming from a Hufflepuff, I'm supposed to be black and gold, but I was a Concordia Cougar long before Pottermore sorted me.
So what are you looking forward to most about this role? You shared the number of responsibilities that you have as a Assistant Vice President for Mission and Ministry at Concordia. What are you looking forward to most, or what do you think is going to be the most rewarding challenge about this role?
Yeah, so much of it, even though there's so many different things, again, they all relate to coming back to these relationships. At a basic level, I'm excited to be back home at Concordia. Even 30 years later, after coming here, this has always been very much home for me. I just felt welcomed and a part of everything from the very start. And so just wonderful to be here, and then really, you know, refreshing to be among all these college students and continue to find out how I can serve them and help them connect to the church that they will serve, either with their own vocation in church or in the world.
And if somebody wants to see all of these things that are happening in at Concordia Chicago and what you're doing, maybe what are some ways that people can follow the stories that and the relationships that you're building?
Sure. So personally, I'm very active on Facebook. People can find me pretty easily, I believe you've maybe put up the links on the KFUO site for Coffee Hour today. Also, Concordia is very active with social media as well. So you can find the basic CU Chicago page on Facebook, as well as Instagram. We even have a YouTube channel. Gosh, there's lots of things live streamed these days as well. People who've been to Concordia absolutely love the service of Lessons and Carols every December. And that beautiful service is live streamed and archived each year now also. So, you know, lots of opportunities with all the basic forms of social media, both the basic ones for the university as well as some specific ones with admissions and campus life. And so definitely lots to delve into and again, reconnect with us.
Very good. So glad that that you found your way back home to Concordia. We're grateful for your work there and for all the Concordias. Pastor Hines, thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, law and gospel. But next, we've got some more fun topics this week coming up on the Coffee Hour. Let's see, later on this week, we're going to talk about talk with our friend Karen Tripp from Cancer Companions.
Yes,
learn
we are.
More about some practical ways to show love and mercy to our friends experiencing cancer. You're listening to the Coffee Hour on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.